Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishman Sam B'Yakoshom, Lea B'Sitzchuk. We're holding in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara in Wadah tells us, the reason we write the words of the Dayonim are, so you're not going to have a situation where two people say the same time, the same reason, coming from two different psukim. Why? Because it will never be that two psukim will teach you the same thing. It will be the opposite. The mikra echod yoytze lekam etomim. One pasuk will teach you a few tamim. Vein tam echod yoytze mikam mikros. We won't have the same reasoning coming from two psukim. And the Gemara brings the pasuk that says, "Ukepati yifoytze sela, ma patri ze mitchalik lekam enitzoytzos." Av mikra echod yoytze lekam etomim. We have over here a machlokes Rashi Tosis. What does it mean? Patish mitchalik lekam enitzoytzos. Does it mean that when the hammer hits a stone, it breaks the stone into many, many pieces? Or it means that when the hammer hits a very strong stone, very strong rock, the hammer breaks into a few pieces. But the idea is the one thing can turn into many, many pieces. The Sefer Chassidim and Simen Taf Taf Kuf Pehe goes on to explain a little bit more. That the idea is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many details of Torah. Just to add to this, Kedua in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that even though we know there's Taryag Mitzvahs, the 630 Mitzvahs, but that's only the Klolim, that's only the rules. But really from everything in Torah, we learn so many endless amount of Nyanim and Dinim to do. They're just Nichlal and 613 Mitzvahs, but they're much more than 613. So the way the Sefer Chassidim says, if you would have to go and write every single detail of the Mitzvahs of Torah, will be endless. You'll have to have so many parchments to do that. How many souls not able to afford that? And it will be a Torah which is impossible to learn. So the way that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, he gave us psukim, that each pasuk includes so many different details, and that's the Torah that we have, and slowly we explore every pasuk what it means. The Maharal in Beragoyla, Beragimel, he goes to explain that there's no drasha that we have in Torah which is not connected to the pasuk. When we have a drasha from a pasuk, or just to add the Kedua, the Maharal Shito, or a Smachto, it's not that it's disconnected from the Pasuk. It's just taking a Pasuk and say, okay, let's address it in another Drasha. But it means that this Pasuk itself means several different things. But it all connects to the Pashup Shah of the Pasuk. And with that, the Maharal goes on to take our Gemara. The Gemara says, the Mikra Echad Yoitz Lekamen Tomi. And the Gemara that tells us, Ein Mikra Yoitz Midei Pshutoi. You always have to connect to the Pshat of the Torah. Says the Maharal, because every word of Torah is like a tree. The tree has many, many branches, but they all connect to one root. So you have one pasuk that spreads out to several different understandings of what the pasuk means, but they all connect to one root. And it's not that the drasha stands on its own, it has nothing to do with the pashup shah of the pasuk, because it's all coming from the same place. It's all coming from the same root. It's one pasuk, and it's chalik to different places. Now, the Ein Eliyo adds here a very beautiful nekudo. What's the pshat in the two gear sois, or the two ways to understand? Does the hammer break the stone, or the stone is broken by the hammer? So he says, really, the difference is between the person learning the Torah. The Torah is the sela, as the rock. As we know, the Torah was given on a rock, Shnei Luchai Savonim. And the hammer, the one who's holding the hammer, is the one who's learning Torah. So when I'm talking about the fact that a hammer can break the stone into many pieces, it means the darshan, the person who's learning, could come and take out from a pasuk in Torah several different drushas. He takes that same stone and learns from it different things. And the pshat that Tosfos brings, that the hammer breaks into different pieces, is that sometimes it goes, that a person goes to learn a pasuk, learn under drasha on the Torah, and he thinks there's only one way to understand it. And as he's learning it, and as he's going, he's being me'ayin into the drasha, into the pasuk, he starts to understand there's so many other things they didn't realize originally. So he himself is starting to split into different pieces, meaning his one understanding that he had, now he's adding to it many other understandings. So either it's that he came himself and carved out of the stone many pshatim, or he himself changed his mind, and his mind started splitting into different pieces. And this is a nikudat chizuk that the Ein Eliyo is telling us. Sometimes a person says, okay, this pasuk, this inyan, I learned it, I know it, it's something that I know very clearly. Every time a person goes in to learn and to be me'ayin in the Torah, there's so much more to take out from every nikudah of Torah. Because mikra echad yoitze lekamet ha'omim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or what to go, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.